Hello, I'm Tim Wilcox with BBC World News. Our top stories: confusion and anger around the world. Protests at home after Donald Trump's ruling to restrict immigration.
This is probably the most incompetent, ineffective, unconsciously provocative and dangerous action of any government I've ever seen.
Federal court has ruled against immediate deportations, but President Trump says the ban is working out very nicely. World leaders, including Angela Merkel, have condemned the move. The two men who want to lead France's Socialist Party into the presidential election face each other in a runoff vote. And a sweet moment for Roger Federer. He wins an epic five-set match to claim his 18th Grand Slam at the Australian Open. Hello, there has been anger and consternation around the world at US President Donald Trump's decision to suspend American refugee program and impose temporary bans on people arriving from seven predominantly Muslim countries. At home, the administration has downplayed a court ruling which temporarily rules out deporting people who have already arrived. It said it only applied to a small number of people. But international condemnation of Mr. Trump's executive order includes that of the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. She said the fight against terrorism didn't justify putting people from specific backgrounds or faiths under general suspicion. The Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has called the ban on refugees and immigrants from certain countries shameful and cruel. It's not all criticism, though. The right-wing populist Dutch politician Geert Wilders tweeted, "No more immigration from any Islamic country is exactly what we need." Back in the United States, the US Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell, urged caution in the implementation of the president's order, saying some of the best sources in the war against Islamist terror groups were Muslims. Earlier, the governor of Washington State, the Democratic governor, Jay Inslee, had this to say about the impact at SeaTac Airport in Seattle.
This is probably the most incompetent, ineffective, unconsciously provocative and dangerous action of any government I've ever seen. To drop this on SeaTac Airport with no notice of how to handle this, I got to tell you, these people couldn't run a two-car funeral.
Well, the American Civil Liberties Union, which filed that original case in New York, in Brooklyn, estimates that between 100 and 200 people were being detained at airports or were in transit. President Trump denied the measures were a ban on Muslims. He said the plan was working out nicely.
Protests erupted at international airports across America as the new order went into force. It led to chaos and confusion amongst immigration officials. Several Democratic governors said they were considering a legal challenge. At Washington Airport, protesters celebrated as this woman from Iraq was finally reunited with her husband.
All of a sudden, I get a call and they're telling me they're detaining my wife, who's a green card holder, a legal resident.
But at Los Angeles Airport, an Iranian-American man broke down after learning that his brother wouldn't be allowed to enter the country.
I'm a U.S. citizen about 15, 20 years old, yes. And my brother didn't do nothing wrong in no place in the world. And I didn't do nothing wrong.
Stories like that sparked another protest, this time outside a courtroom in New York, where a judge ruled there should be a halt to deportations.
President Trump enacts laws or executive orders that are unconstitutional and illegal. The courts are there to defend everyone's rights.
But even after that ruling, the detentions continued despite the intervention of elected representatives.
There's a situation where you have somebody who's been granted citizenship, she's here with her baby, and she's being detained, and you can't even have members of Congress get to her.
And Syria. Officials from Homeland Security said the court ruling only affects a few hundred people in transit. They emphasized it doesn't overturn the executive order, which President Trump signed yesterday.
It's working out very nicely, and we're going to have a very, very strict ban, and we're going to have extreme vetting, which we should have had in this country for many years.
The new policy has caused concern abroad as well as at home. The Foreign Affairs Committee in Baghdad said the travel bans were unfair and Iraq should reciprocate. Andy Moore, BBC News.
Look at the photos from the States. Laura Trellin joins us from JFK Airport in New York. What's happening there, Laura?
Tim, extremely emotional scenes inside Terminal 4 as families wait for their relatives who have been detained. A lot of confusion, uncertainty. The families in contact with their relatives, but they still, in many cases, haven't been able to see them. So joining me now to discuss this is Steve Golden. Steve, you're a volunteer lawyer. You've given up your time to come here. Just tell me a bit about some of the cases that you've been working on.
Well, we're dealing with a lot of different individuals who are being detained that are have visas, green cards. They should not be allowed to be in this country, but thanks to the executive order, there's been a lot of mass confusion. So what we're doing out here is trying to ensure that their rights are upheld. We're trying to get them out of detention, and we are trying to ensure that they're able to speak to their families, speak to a lawyer, basically everything that every right that they should have, we're trying to uphold.
And how would you describe the emotional condition of the families as they wait for news of their relatives?
From what I can say, I mean, it's very emotional. I mean, it's difficult when you're in a very confusing situation. Folks are in limbo and you don't necessarily know what's going to happen and when. But, you know, we have also seen very positive emotions from families that are being reunited with their families and with their friends who have been detained for sometimes, you know, over 12 hours.
And what kinds of conditions are people being held in?
You know, I don't know. I haven't had the opportunity to go back there. We haven't received any reports of very bad conditions, but certainly any detention is not the condition somebody should be held in. They should be released and they should be allowed out if they are properly here.
Now, Steve, it's a very confusing situation legally. We had a federal judge in Brooklyn say that people who are being detained could not be deported. What's your understanding of the latest guidance from the government itself?
What we've been informed of is that there's been guidance coming from the Department of Homeland Security, which is an executive office of the U.S. government. And what we've been told is that there's been guidance put out that all individuals that are here, those that are on green cards or visas or whatever other status similar to that, should be released. So we've been informed that the correct outcome should be happening. What we've been fighting for almost a day now should be happening. So we are pleased at that development, but we are certainly not going to be stopping what we're doing here until we ensure that all processes have been followed, until all individuals are released, and that the guidance is being followed.
Now, there's an overall lawsuit challenging this executive action by the president as unconstitutional. Can you explain why?
I unfortunately haven't had the opportunity to read it in depth, but what I understand that the ACLU lawsuit, which I believe you're referring to, it was filed here in Brooklyn, is that it's challenging on a number of constitutional bases, and I believe one of them is the due process clause. In other words, these are individuals who have received authorization to be here. They are lawfully here. They have been, in many cases, with these visas, very heavily vetted, and that they are not being afforded the due process that they should be and to be let into this country because of an executive order. So that's my understanding of the process.
Steve Golden, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So the view there from Steve Golden, who's given up his time to come here and volunteer to represent families waiting anxiously to see what's happening to their relatives who've been detained, Tim.
Laura, thanks very much indeed. Laura Trevelyan there at JFK Airport. Let's see if we can get some clarification on what the situation is. President Trump has been defending the measures on Twitter, arguing that the US needed strong borders and what he called extreme vetting of new arrivals. Well, speaking on NBC Television's Meet the Press programme, the president's chief of staff, Rince Privet, defended the executive order, claiming it didn't cause chaos at airports across the country.
I think it's one of these things that, and if you ask a lot of people at the Customs and Border Patrol, would just tell you, got to rip off the Band-Aid and you have to move forward. And so, you know, it wasn't chaos. I mean, the fact of the matter is 325,000 people from foreign countries came into the United States yesterday, and 109 people were detained for further questioning. Most of those people were moved out. We've got a couple dozen more that remain, and I would suspect as long as they're not awful people, that they will move through